I had Brother Paul choose that one on purpose because of what we're going to be looking at this afternoon. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. In your Bibles, of course, that follows the rapture passage in chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. And these verses we're going to look at are the verses that I referenced this morning about being awake, not being asleep. And so I wanted to expound upon these again a little bit more. Is it truly well with your soul that the Lord could come at any time this afternoon? If you're truly expecting His return, it will show in your disposition. Two things about that that I want us to look at. Verses 4 through 7 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. First of all, your position. Verses 4 to 5 says, "But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief." He's given their position. "Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness." So what Paul states negatively in verse 4, he states positively in verse 5. And that's why you as a believer will not be overtaken by the day of the Lord as a thief in the night because of your position. Notice that you're called children of light. Children of light there in verse 5. Ye are all the children of light. Sons of light. Contrasted with darkness. Children of the day. Sons of the day. That describes your disposition. We are children of the light, children of the day. We are not children of the night, children of the darkness. We know that the Bible says that men love darkness rather than light. That's not you. That's not me. It shouldn't be you. But we are children of light, children of the day. By the way, this also tells us why it is wrong for somebody to say that we are all just the children of God. No, because out there are children of the night and of the darkness. Within the church, we all should be children of the light, children of the day. So we are not all the children of God any more than we are all the children of the light or of the day. Notice that you are not commanded to be a child of the light or a child of the day. It's stated as a fact. That's why I call it your position. My position in Christ, I am a child of light. He is the light. I'm His child. I'm a child of the day. That's our position. So we're not commanded to be so. As such, the day of the Lord will not overtake the child of the light as a thief. Because the thief comes at what time of the 24-hour period? In the day or during the night? As a thief comes in the night. That's why he says in verse 4 that day should overtake you as a thief because you're not children of the darkness. We are children of the day. That's our position. It's a very simple outline. If you have that position, if it's truly your position that you're children of the light, children of the day, then number 2, you see your practice. What's your practice? Verses 6 and 7. What's your practice? Don't sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Then he gives this fact, for they that sleep, sleep in the night. And they that be drunken are drunken in the night. You see the word watch in verse 6, that goes with the first part of verse 7. You see the word sober in verse 6, that goes with the second part of verse 7, those who are drunk. As opposed to being drunk, be sober. As opposed to sleeping in the night, let us not sleep. So your position, verses 4 and 5, is who you are. Thus, what you do, your practice results from what and who you are. That brings responsibility. That's the responsibility given in verse 6. Therefore, the position dictates your practice. Being sons of light, sons of day, will never compel you as a believer to lighten up. But always watch. I remember when Benjamin was in the army, I looked up the Soldier's Creed. And I'm going to read you this creed. I read it a long time ago to you. And I want you to notice in this creed the I ams and the I wills. Because the I am states a soldier's position. I am a soldier. Then the practice, I will. So note these as I read this to you. Ready? I am an American soldier. I am a warrior and a member of a team. I serve the people of the United States and live the Army values. I will always place the mission first. I will never accept defeat. I will never quit. I will never leave a fallen comrade. I am disciplined, physically and mentally tough, trained and proficient in my warrior tasks and drills. I always maintain my arms, my equipment, myself. I am an expert and I am a professional. I stand ready to deploy, engage, and destroy the enemies of the United States of America in close combat. I am a guardian of freedom and the American way of life. I am an American soldier. What I am as an American soldier dictates what I do. Now, folks, you know that as a Christian, are you not called to be a soldier? Amen. We are soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I rewrote this soldier's creed. And I call this the professing Christian's creed. Now, the operative word there is professing. So listen to this. And I am the author of this. I am a professing Christian. I don't answer to anyone. I serve myself and my interests, and because of God's grace, I can relax and live the way I please. I will always place my desires first. I will never accept discipline without thinking it's legalism. I will never join a church, but I will join a political party, a golf club, a sports team, a homeowners association, a labor union, or the board of any organization that gives me power or makes me look good. I will attend church when it is convenient or when I feel like it. I will never leave a Bible preaching church without grudges or without first influencing as many people as possible. I am undisciplined, physically and mentally soft, untrained in soul winning, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, but proficient in Facebook and theological drills that defend my loose way of living. I stand ready to deploy, engage, and destroy in close combat anything and anyone associated with Bible fundamentalism. I am a guardian of my own personal freedom and the new evangelical, new Calvinist way of life. I am a professing Christian. You see, your position dictates your practice. And when you have a practice that goes a certain way, it only reveals your position. So you can claim a position, and yet your practice betrays you. Your position should be reflected in your actions. That requires teaching. It requires submission to teaching and surrender of will. Thus, the commands, what you do emanates from who you are. Ephesians 5:8, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Here in verse 6, Paul writes to the church at Thessalonica, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Your position is a child of the day, a child of the light. Now, watch. Watch. In other words, exercise readiness. You as a believer are exhorted to practice according to your position. Watch. It is possible for a child of light to fall asleep as if he were of the darkness. In other words, just because a believer has a position as a son of light and day does not mean he practices accordingly. The practice is commanded. You can act like children of the night and children of the darkness. Exercise readiness. Watch. But we become Eutychuses in our spiritual discipline and not watching because we are asleep. And then he says, exercise restraint. That's sober. Not only watch, but do so soberly. You can be awake, but not sober. Drunkenness, like sleep, is associated with night. I wrote this down. Sleep makes one unaware of what is happening around him. When I fall into a deep sleep, I'm oblivious. Barak, especially, is oblivious to anything around him when he falls asleep. I remember the time when Jesse went into the bedroom when they were boys. And the next morning, Barak came out with a beard and lines around his eyes. Jesse had gone in there, and Barak, totally oblivious, Jesse had written all over his face with a permanent marker. He was oblivious. And so sometimes when we are asleep, we're unaware of what's happening around us. That's sleep. Drunk makes one unconcerned about what is happening around him. Sleep, unaware. Drunkenness, unconcerned. We see both in Christendom. Christians who are unaware about what's happening around us. Come on, watch, watch. Christians who are unconcerned, they're drunk with this world. Both are commanded against. We are to watch and be sober. And then he says, listen, the ones who sleep in the night. They that be drunken are drunken in the night. Remember, you're a child of the light. You're a son of the day. You are not of the night. That is not your position. That should not characterize you. Watch and be sober. So I want us to consider the any moment inauguration of the day of the Lord. You are here instructed about your disposition. Here's the fact. Your position in Christ makes you a son of light and of day. You do not belong to the night. You do not belong to darkness. The question is this. Does your practice reflect your position? If Christ were to come today, would he find you watching? Sober. In light of who you are in him. No wonder we have this command in 1 John 2:28. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Let's take our hymnals and turn to 277. Here's the question that this song asks. What if it were today? What if it were today? And I want you to sing that with that in mind. What if it were today? We want to sing all three of these verses. You may remain seated as we sing.